Welcome to Kiki and Kibitz Survivor Winners at War podcast. Drop your buffs, people. It's time to talk. My name is Brianna, and I am here with my co-host, Jen, to discuss. How you doing, Jen?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing well for the most part. I have to say, working at home somehow involves like twice the number of hours.
Yeah.
So I'm tired.
I can see you've been working 17-hour days. It's crazy.
Oh, no. But I'm really glad to be talking about Survivor. This has been my escape this week. And this episode was pretty cool.
It was.
So how are you? Anything interesting going on in Ohio?
Anything interesting going on? I happened to have had a birthday. And I had a friend whose name starts with a B give me the best present. And if anybody's noticing that I sound a little different, it's because she made me a for real podcaster now. Yes. And I have a real mic and I'm not calling from my landline anymore. So
it's very exciting. Now all three of us at Kiki and Kibitz have actual podcaster mics.
Right.
I just want
to
say,
please start listening, for crying out loud. We're pros now.
That's what I'm saying. Anyone who has been listening since day one is like a champ, because our sound sucks so bad. Anyway. All that counts is that we're moving forward to a better sounding future.
Exactly.
Anyway, I'm very excited about Survivor this week, and I'll let you kick us off, Jen.
I was thrown off by it because you know how they always open with the breakdown from the tribal the week before. Mm-hmm. And so it opens up and everybody's on the beach and it's set up for like a challenge. And I was lost. I didn't watch any previews, so I didn't know what was going on.
I know. I rewound because I thought I started in the middle.
Yep. I did the same. I looked and I like did the mouse down to see, and it said, I'm only 15 seconds in. How is that possible? Did it not record right? And
no, I know. It was kind of weird. But I have to say that I like about this season that they're changing up everything.
Really?
It's really cool. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like, I mean, they have never done, you know, a loved one's visit for people that were on, you know, Edge of Extinction. Of course, they've only done one other Edge of Extinction, but certainly it has only been people who were in the game, you know, who are doing well that got that. So that
was it earlier this year too? It seemed early to me. It seemed 100%. Like there were, okay.
100%.
It seemed like there were a lot of people involved.
Absolutely. And the very interesting thing was is that the players too were like, wait, what? No, it's too early for a loved one's visit. So they were surprised too.
Yeah, the whole thing, I don't know if it's the quarantine, you know, if I'm just getting old and sappy, I don't know what it was, but I was bawling. I mean, it was just seeing the, like, Kim was the first one who got to see her family, and, you know, just seeing her with her kid, and it was just like, you know, look, I'm okay, I'm doing good. And it's just like, you don't think really about what the kids are thinking, you know, like,
for sure, like, did my mom leave forever?
Right, exactly. Because 30 days is a long time. I don't know that I think the longest I went away from my kids was 3 days.
I know, I would never have. I never left my kid for that long, ever. I mean, maybe a week, but I can't even remember. Maybe a week is the maximum. So, yeah, that is pretty intense. So, yeah, family visits for absolutely everyone. And that was cool. And it's funny, my sister texted me and I didn't even know she was watching. In fact, had I known, I would have tried to like drag her onto the podcast. And it's not too late yet because she's hilarious. Anyway, so she texted me and she's like, I'm crying so hard at Survivor right now. And I hadn't started because I was making dinner and stuff. I was going to watch it on DVR. And I'm like, what's up? And then she told me. And so, yeah, I tuned in and I was pretty shocked that it was this early.
Yeah. And but I did crying. Like how, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So was my daughter. My daughter called earlier today and she was like, I just watched Survivor and I was just crying nonstop.
Ironically, you and me both. I did not cry. I'm not sure why. Maybe because my sister tipped me off. But like,
yeah,
I didn't cry until Sarah. And for mm-hmm. some reason, maybe it's because Sarah seems so tough. And like, mm-hmm. it didn't even occur to me she has a little kid like that, you know?
Yeah.
It was so cute.
Jeremy's family, oh. when he yelled out for him, it was like, I'm such a dork. I got goosebumps. I was just like, I'm cheering his family to come oh. out and hug him. It was crazy.
Well, I've seen Val before. I'm sure you did, right? Did you?
No.
No. Anyway, I've seen Val before and she's really cute and I'm glad she's okay and everything. And yeah, new babies and what a beautiful family.
Really?
Something about his wife makes me like him more.
I've always liked him, so it's hard for me to like him more.
I just feel like some of them, you know, like, okay, this is my bias being like 5 feet tall, brunette with curly hair, looking kind of ethnic. But like, I get really irritated when all of their wives are like these model, like blonde models.
Right. I get that. I do the same thing.
You do too.
Yeah. Help it. No, I like a guy who's with, you know, just a normal looking person, you know?
Yeah, real woman. Exactly.
Not that people who are gorgeous aren't real women, but...
No, but you know what I mean. Like, I feel like some of them, like, and some of them I'm shocked. Like, this is so bad. I must be so judgy. But some of them I'm like, really? That woman is married to that fool? Like, Ben.
Yeah.
How mean is that? They're like on their knees. He's on his knees. It was like he totally humbled himself and I just felt contempt.
Yeah. Yeah. I couldn't get amped up for Ben. I don't know. Even I don't know. Tears didn't even.
I know. Screw warm. Ben. We don't care if you cry. Yeah. Screw you.
I did. I was happy for Tony though. I don't know what it is about him. I'm warming up to him.
No, it's really hard to hate him long term. Yeah. I think it's partially because he's real. Like that is authentically him, I believe, you know?
Yeah.
He's cute. He's just
and weird. I hadn't really taken the time to think about that Survivor really formed Tyson's family. You know?
Yeah. Well, Parvati's too.
Yeah.
And who else?
And there was Robin Amber.
Robin Amber.
Mm-hmm.
That's wild.
Yeah. It's really, if you think about it, you know, all the twists and turns you take in life and the fact that going on a reality competition show brought you to your, you know, that's not the Bachelor or Bachelorette, but brought you your family is really kind of cool.
Yeah. It's a little different than Match.com.
Right.
Which is how I met my husband, by the way.
It's Match.com with BO and sand in your feet.
I know. Tell me you weren't thinking that the whole time. When
I like, was. Because like, they kept saying, oh, you smell so good. And I'm just I bet their kids think that they smell so rank.
I know. I can't remember which couple it was where the woman was just seemed like she really didn't want to kiss the guy and she was kind of pulling away. I can't remember who it was. I should have written it down.
I don't remember.
Highly amusing.
Too many tears.
I know. But, I don't know why I didn't get that emotional. I'm that dead inside now, apparently.
See, I'm the opposite. I'm so wired for sound right now. It's anything could set me off. I'll be laughing and snorting in 1 minute and then I'll be screaming at somebody the next. I'm a hot mess. I did like Jeff stringing them along a little bit and faking like there was going to be a challenge, you know, that they were going to have to do and that the little kids were going to stay on the beach and all the moms are looking like.
I know. That was funny where they're like, and the parents are starting to look terrified.
Yeah. But
this is a weird season.
Yeah. For everybody to get to go back that's the first time I've seen it. I don't know if it happened in any of the seasons I missed, but it's the first time I've ever seen everyone get to go back. And
no, that's the first time ever.
Okay, good.
It's never been that. And yeah. I'm going to be honest, part of me was disappointed. I don't know why.
Really? You're awful.
This is what happens when you watch Bravo too long. You're like, there's no drama in this.
I have been watching Bravo since it was Ovation. What are you talking about?
Ovation? I don't even know what that is.
That was what it was before. It was Bravo when they played like kind of classical music kind of stuff.
That's what it was. Oh my before. God. So I haven't been watching that long. My point is, I'm a cynical bitch at this point, apparently.
So were you happy or were you displeased when you saw the boat going to Edge of Extinction?
No, though? I was happy. By that point, I was emotional. It really took me till Sarah. And I think it's because Sarah's a cop and she's very obviously a cop. Like, she's usually extremely unemotional. And seeing her with their little toddler, it was really cute. I don't know. I just, she made me emotional. But no, of course I was super excited. And I was so happy
for Rob and Amber.
That was what I was going to say.
Ah, jinx, sorry.
Yeah, no, it's good. That was really cute.
Yeah, it was.
They suck. They're way too cute. I love them so much.
They're adorable. And Ethan with his wife was sweet. And Park with her baby was sweet.
With his wife, that was really, I don't know why, but his wife surprised me.
She gave me, you know what I had in my head was Hugh Jackman and his wife. For some reason, that's the correlation my brain made. So, I don't know.
I don't know. I was just really surprised, and I was surprised by her. And I literally rewound it 3 times.
Did you? That's
funny. Yeah, I don't know.
Yule's wife's a babe.
Who?
Yule. His wife is beautiful.
Yep. Yeah, it was interesting. And Ben's wife was way too good looking. Ben's whole thing, I was thinking, like, you don't deserve that.
That's so funny.
I know, I'm so mean. Meanwhile, Adam, it's like, that was almost creepy, him and his dad. I don't know.
I couldn't feel anything for that. That's when I knew that I was back to being myself, is because when I saw him crying. And like, you know, since I didn't see his season, I didn't know the whole thing about his mom and all of that.
No,
and
actually, that was really intense. I forgot about that too.
Right. And so it should have pulled at my heartstrings more, but it was just, there's something, he tips emotion like to a level where I can't respond anymore.
I know, he's a hysterical baby.
Coming
from us, that's saying a lot.
Yeah.
Like, we're both kind of emotional people. So it's like for us to say that, like, it's true, obviously.
Well, and that's because we think we're at the max end. So anybody above us is like too much of a drama queen, you know?
No, for sure. I know. I find him annoying, but we know this. We've said this every single episode.
Like, every single episode.
I just want him to raise the white flag and go home.
He's not going to watch it. There's no way.
No, I know.
He's not a quitter.
No, he's not. He's just a pussy. Wait, did I say that loud? Sorry. Two shots of tequila in. Every single time we record our podcast, I'm like, I'm drunk. Meanwhile, I don't even drink in between.
And I'm sitting here pushing, what a professional podcast we are now, because we have microphones and then we're lit.
Lit, okay, like I've Christmas. Had a mic since day one and I've been lit since day one.
All right. Well, let's move on to the immunity challenge then. Let's keep this rolling.
Yes.
And that tilting platform with a rope, I think that I've seen that. So I'm not sure if I saw it.
It's not the first one.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know that he said that Michelle did it on her season and that season it took an hour to do. I can't even imagine what your arm muscles would feel like after that.
And then someone else can't remember who it was. 14 minutes. Sarah, 14 minutes.
Yeah. And I was hoping Tyson would win. That's who I was rooting for. And if it wasn't going to be him, I was rooting for Jeremy.
Yeah.
And like within nanoseconds, they're both out. And I'm just like, how does that happen to me all the time?
That looked really hard.
It did look hard. I didn't quite get the slack thing in the rope because it looked like so much slack, like it you couldn't control it at all. When, at least when Tony was doing it, it seemed like that to me. I don't know.
Yeah, no, I know. I don't even know how that would work. I mean, yeah. I guess what I thought when you just said that was that, like, if it was more slack, it wouldn't move the platform around when you backed up.
Yeah. But
come to think of it, it's like, how could you hold it steady?
Exactly. That's what I'm getting at. I don't know. I'm not a physics major. Who knows?
I'm not either. And I couldn't do one of those challenges. Not a single one. I'm not kidding. Not the endurance, not the strength, not the, none of it.
We could do the puzzles. You know we could do the puzzles.
I'm not sure I could. I think I'm more of a pussy than Adam. I'm not sure. I hope not.
So it came down to Tony and Ben. And obviously, given that, you know, selection, you know that I'm going to choose Tony because...
Yeah, well, I was too, for sure. I was thinking about you.
Yeah, no. No way I'm rooting for Jethro. I'm so over him.
I know. I'm thinking too. So weird. I know. I felt the same way. I mean, I was actually really disappointed that Tyson didn't win, though.
Yeah, I was too. I really didn't think that he was on anybody's radar again because it's been quiet since he came back over. So I wasn't really... I mean, I wanted him to win just because I always want him to be safe, you know, and feel comfortable. But Tony won, and he got his first win ever in his Survivor career for an immunity challenge, which was pretty cool. And he couldn't even believe that he won, which was even funnier. He's like, I can't believe I won a slow and steady challenge because I'm fast and sloppy. What a boy there you are.
See, now when he said that, I was like, no wonder, because we did talk about earlier how I sort of went back and forth with him on Twitter. We had like a little Twitter banter throughout his original season. And that was when I realized, yeah, man, no wonder, because that's me all day. Like, I can do a tremendous amount of work, and it's, like, mostly accurate, but mostly it's, like, fast and a little bit sloppy. So I was getting him this time. Oh. But, yeah, I was happy for him that he won. And it's true that just like his original season, I swear to you, the longer this season goes on, the less you will find him offensive. You will like
that. I really don't. I mean, he's still not in my top picks.
Mine either.
But he's not in my bottom picks either. You know, I'm not angling him for or angling for him to get kicked off or anything right now. But as far as their picks, were you surprised at all that I thought Jeremy wanting to split up Sophie and Sarah made sense, you know?
Well, and that's the second time, right? Weren't Nick and Adam talking about that too?
Right. But why then would Tony get so offended and surprised by it? Like, if Tony is partners with Sarah, why would he be threatened by Jeremy wanting to get rid of Sophie?
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe he just really feels like they're his allies. I think at this point in the game, after the merge, it becomes super unclear who your real alliances are and who to trust.
Right.
Is it the people you were in the first tribe with, the second tribe with, you know, your alliances before the game, whatever it is.
Yeah, and I was surprised Sarah was so intent on voting out Kim. And I mean, I get it in the sense that she is one of those likable players, you know, that you'd be afraid to sit next to.
Right.
But there are other people that I would be more worried about. Kim wouldn't have been on my radar yet, but Sarah was pretty adamant about it with Tony.
So tell me, if you were at this point in the game, and you had to choose between taking out the person who's a threat that might get you out or taking out the person who could beat you at the end, where would you be on that continuum at this point?
I would be alternating between voting out a strong player and voting out a likable player.
Yeah.
I would be bouncing back and forth.
Yeah, that is a good way to go. Just every other tribal.
Right.
Damn, why have they never done that? That's actually really brilliant. I don't think they've ever done that, like with a conscious strategy.
Yeah. No, that's how I would do it. Because you know how I am about balance. That's my everything. So That's, I would make it weighted to where, you know, neither group of that gets dominated. And I would work towards the middle, you know, of who was the closest to me as far as my type of player. That's who I'd wind up with.
Yeah. I wonder if too, there would be, well, we know people do this, but like keeping a gullible player around as well who will do your bidding.
Oh yeah. You know? Oh yeah.
Yeah. You know, that's really smart. I think that's really the way to go. It's like alternate back and forth. Mm-hmm. If I could imagine myself getting too hung up on a single strategy and sort of hanging my hat on that one, but you're right. Better way to go. So yeah, that was pretty interesting. And then Kim finally decides to step up, which I didn't really feel, I don't know. I don't like her.
Really? See, yeah. I'm okay with her.
Oh.
I think that she's got good strategy and she lays low. I think she plays the game most like I would play it. You know, obviously I'm not going to be as physically capable as she is, but she really does
she's like a marathoner or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She,
but she plays the middle.
Right. She does. She kind of, she's willing to change up her game if she sees an advantage in it. She figures things out a few steps ahead. She's not the person who is scrambling at last minute because she's already been thinking about it.
Yeah.
You know, I wouldn't be devastated if she won. She's not who I want to win.
No, I would, but I'm not sure why. I don't think I have a good reason for it. I think it's because she's boring. She's like boring and she's a big jock. And of course, so coming from me, who's like the misfit, you know, in the corner of the smoking area in high school, I think I just have a complex about people like her.
Yeah.
You know, she was probably class president and like queen of the homecoming. You know,
she's like a combination of Emilio Estevez and Molly Ringwald in the Breakfast Club. And you're sitting back there shaking dandruff on the table like Ally Sheedy.
I know. I'm like, I hate you. I like the weirdos. I can't help it.
That's funny.
I don't know what's wrong with me. Yeah.
She did finally open up and share with Jeremy and Tyson that she had an immunity idol.
Yeah.
And so then Jeremy felt like he could share that he had the safety without power. I was surprised. Were you surprised that Tyson didn't want him to use it?
Honestly, the fact is, like, I'm just a little dumber about strategy, so it kind of took me a minute to catch up with what was happening. But the whole time I was thinking, Jen knows what's going on. She'll tell me. It took me a minute to understand it. And yeah, I wasn't sure if Tyson was telling the truth either, because he's very...
well, he said it was because they needed his vote. And technically, it was 5-on-5 at that point. Yeah. Because it was Jeremy, Tyson, Denise, Kim... No. That's only four, right?
There was 4-5, if I remember. But okay, if you say so it's 5-5, I believe.
They didn't need his vote anyway. So that's it, something just hit me wrong about it. And I'm like, why wouldn't you want him to save himself, you know?
Yeah, interesting. But I think mostly because he probably just needed his, he needs it for the numbers.
Right.
You know, it was interesting. And it was interesting how he stayed in and then later left. So that was, but also you never know with Tyson, like he's nefarious.
Right.
Like never believe anything he says. Like don't take it like, you know, don't always believe him.
Well, this whole tribal, it wasn't as whispery as last time.
No, but it was still crazy.
I wanted to pop Sophie in the mouth. She was just so cocky.
I'm sick of her. Like,
why don't the five of us just go over here and decide who's going home? And it was just like,
oh, by the way, you know? She annoyed me on the loved ones visit a lot.
Yeah.
I was like, go away. Ever. Oh, he's just the only person in the world that wants to marry you. And honestly, I was like, you got that right, sister. She's annoying.
That's funny. But she just rubbed me wrong with that. It was just like, I don't like anybody who's that cocky that they think that they're controlling the whole game by themselves. That annoys me. I don't
just looked at our notes and saw you wrote Sophie's a hag.
She is. That's hilarious. Hag. That was on one of my grumpy days. That's
hilarious. How old do you think she is? 30, 33, something?
I would say 32, probably.
Yeah, I'll go with that.
I don't know. I'm going to have to Google it now.
I don't know why she annoys me so much, but she does.
Yeah,
I have no good reason for it. And it comes down to like really, really small nits. Like, I just don't like her posture.
I don't like her French braids.
I don't like her French braids or the gap between her front teeth. You're gone, sister. Way to be catty. I know. And I just told you how it's like the misfit in high school, like never in the popular clique that I sound like.
Oh, guess what? She is 30.
She's 30. Okay, we were close. She does seem a little older than her age.
She was born the year I graduated high school. Now I feel old. Now I hate her even more.
Stupid cow. Stupid hag cow. we're charming. We're very mature and charming.
Yeah. So they went off and did their decision making and came back, and Sarah used her steal a vote. Jeremy's already gone by now. I forgot to say that before.
Yep. He split and he made the right choice, frankly.
Right. Agreed completely. Because they had to do, you know, they had to huddle together after he left, you know, right. So you knew that he was the one going home.
Right.
And so when they came back and they stole Denise's vote, Kim playing her idol, I was really surprised that she didn't play it on herself.
Why did she do that for Denise?
I don't know, because I would always play my idol for myself. I don't 100%. Care unless I had two idols, you know, and her name was the only one being tossed around. So why she picked Denise out of that? Maybe it was just the power of suggestion with them stealing Denise's vote. I don't know. But I don't know what made her not choose herself. And what made her choose Denise over Tyson?
Yeah, I bet you on like the reunion episode or the final episode, we'll find out. Because
it's 3 hours long. Did you see that?
No.
I got a memo. I got a message.
Wow. I'm not sad though.
Yeah.
I feel sad the last night of every season. So at least 3 hours is like a consolation prize.
Yeah, I think it's May 13th too. I think it's the date. I'll have to look.
But I bet anything Jeff asks her about it.
I hope so.
Because that is a weird choice.
It didn't make sense to me.
Yeah.
Tyson, honestly, I was stunned. He was not on my radar.
Where did that come from? That's pissing me off. Editors.
His name did not come up once.
I know.
You know how I am. I'm like note taken while this is going on. And I wrote down everybody's name that came up. His name did not cross anyone's lips. So how that happened.
I don't either. Maybe it happened in the moment. But again, I'm sure that'll be another question because that really did come out of left field.
It did.
And it makes me sad because it's like, I feel like we as the audience, like, we don't want it to just be random. We want to at least be in on.
Right. You know, understand the process. The only thing, and this just hit me now, the only thing I can think of is they were going for Jeremy because he was kind of working, you know, the group. And maybe they wanted a male threat gone. And so with Jeremy gone, Tyson was the default. Like at that point, they decided Kim and Denise weren't as big a threats to them. You know, Jeremy's not an option. So maybe that's why they went for Tyson.
Maybe. And that would be interesting to like, wouldn't it be cool if they recorded those whispers and played them later?
I would love that.
Me too.
I would love if they wrapped it up at the end or something where you could, or had, you know, just extended bonus scenes on like CBS All Access.
Totally. Yeah, because I want to know how that happens. Mm-hmm. It takes something away for me somehow when it's like completely out of the blue. I'm not sure why.
Yeah.
Because in a way, you'd think it might be the opposite, like total surprise.
And I felt exactly like him. He went by the token boxes, flipped them off. I don't blame him.
I love him, though. Like, Tyson has a bad attitude, like me.
His wife is so pretty, though. Oh, my goodness.
I know. That was such a cute trip watching them.
Yeah.
I know. I was kind of like, he's really funny. And that might be why I love him so much. But I mean, he's like, remember me? He's a stay-at-home dad.
Right.
He remembers them, but I thought it was really funny.
Yeah.
By the way, I know I'm skipping back to the beginning, but did you notice how many of the kids were crying?
Yes, I did. It's got to be a weird circumstance, I would think. You're flown halfway across the world, you know.
I know the time difference.
Anyway, yeah.
Right. I know, and I bet you they're there for hours when they film. Mm-hmm.
Oh, probably. That's a good point.
And especially probably with those hungry kids.
Yeah, I don't want rice. I don't want rice. Give me chicken nuggets. I did like at the end how they wrapped it up with Rob thanking Jeff and then all of them coming in for a group hug. I thought that was so sweet.
I might have liked that more than the loved ones' visits.
Yeah.
No. Well, I read an interview with Jeff Probst, by the way. By the way, everyone, they're doing like a post-episode interview with Jeff every week, and they're really good. They're really surprising revelations. Like, it's not just like obvious stuff. And this week he was saying someone had asked him what was the most standout moment in the entire history of Survivor for you. What was it? And he said it was that hug. And he talked all about how, you know, people don't think about it, but without these players, Survivor wouldn't have existed and it wouldn't have, you know, lasted for 20 years.
Right. Personalities hook people in. You know, and I mean, Jeff's a hook himself.
Oh, 100%.
He's amazing.
Yeah. But he said that, I guess the question was, come to think of it, was like, did you guys debate or did you have to think long and hard about having the loved ones visit for the people on edge of extinction? And he said, no way. It was the very first thing we thought of. We wanted to give back to them.
Yeah.
That's sweet.
I think they've made a huge deal out of season 40, and I love them for that because it really is a milestone. And I like how you said earlier in the show that they're really doing all kinds of things that they've never done before.
Yeah.
And I like that they're paying back the people who earned them the ratings in the first place, I think. And most of these people qualify in that.
Yeah. I mean, as someone who has seen every single episode for the last 20 years, which just makes me kind of shallow, but it is sentimental and it has been a cultural phenomenon. It was the first reality show. It gave birth to so many things. And it's like,
Reality competition show. We got to clarify that.
Yeah. Competition show. Obviously.
Sorry, I'm a real world girl.
Yeah, for sure. It changed everything forever. Anyway, I love it. I'm grateful for it. I love season 40. If they ended it after this season, I would feel like it was sad, but it was like perfect.
Yeah, I agree.
Full circle.
I hope they don't, because now I'm back into it and I'm hyped again.
I know. I'm glad I asked you to do this, because who else would I be talking to about it? Except my sister, who didn't even tell me she was listening. She was watching. There she is.
I could have been replaced.
I know. Well, no one could replace you now. Sure. Anyway, any last comments on this exciting episode?
No, not really. I'm just excited to see where it goes from here. I'm excited to see what, you know, the next opportunity for EOE to get back in, when that's going to happen.
Right. There's still 10 players.
Yeah. How weird would it be if Tyson got it again? It would be like fated by the gods at that point, don't you think?
Yes, I love him, but I still want Rob to win.
I still want Rob to win.
What is it? How has he cast his spell on us like that?
I have no idea.
Anyway, this was fun. And I'd like to thank everyone for listening in a time when we all desperately need distraction. So, and also thanks for engaging us on Twitter, making us laugh. We love all of you and we really appreciate you. Mm-hmm. And if you did enjoy the podcast and you have a little extra spare time, please do us a favor. Head on over to Apple Podcasts, subscribe, rate, review, share with a friend. It really helps us out. So have a great week and we will see you back here next time. Bye.
Bye.